Hey, everybody, this is Brian.
And this is Tony.
From the Salty Language Podcast.
Part of PodGods Network. Check us out at saltylanguage.com.
We're a podcast about two old-time friends just sitting around and talking about whatever chaps our asses.
It's true. Whether it be music, TV, comics, books.
Yep, we have interviews at times.
Get a hold of us at Twitter at salty_language.
And again, go to saltylanguage.com for all of our other links.
I guess have a beer, you'll be fine.
And stay salty.
Holy shit, you geeks are badass.
Hello and welcome to Adrian Has Issues. I'm Adrian. It's been a while. The last minisode was quite some time ago. I'm not going to lie, the last minisode I did was at a pretty difficult time in life. I'm trying not to make this a weird sob story or anything like that, but at the same time I figured, well, my show is really about me interviewing my guests and the things that they're into and basically geeking out about things that they love, things that I love, and, you know, just having just really good down-to-earth conversations. But I didn't want to spend too much of my time on the show getting into too much of my life as far as things that are going on, because I feel like that's not really the time and place. The time for my main episodes is really for my guests, so that's why I decided to do the minisodes. Just to kind of give you an idea as to what's going on a more personal level. Originally, it started out just being things that I was into. Like, let's say, I know I did one about Daredevil. I did one about Mad Max Fury Road. I even did one on, like, the fact that I felt that the X-Men movie franchise was starting to kind of take a nosedive. The very last minisode I did was a lot different. I had actually recorded that one outside in a park, not too far from my apartment at the time. And I was going through some really weird stuff, doing a lot of soul searching. It'll be about a year next month, or this month, depending on when this episode gets posted. The end of March in 2015, I suffered a pretty heavy injury. I severely tore my meniscus in my left knee, which kept me sidelined for a very long time. Well, I'd gotten surgery on it like the following month. It was rough because I'm not like the most active guy in the world, and I'm definitely, you know, not the most nimble. I mean, I'm a pretty big guy, but, you know, I get around well enough, and I guess I do a lot of walking, so not being able to move or even getting those urges to just get up and walk around town or do whatever, that was very difficult. During that time, you know, I did kind of recover a little bit, at least enough to maybe go to some cons that I was committed to. And that was rough because one thing about doing any convention, big or small, is it's a lot of footwork, and having to slow down with a knee injury was very tough. But at the same time, I wasn't going to let my injury hinder me from what I wanted to do, especially when it comes to the podcast, because one thing that I think people should know about me, if they don't know by now, is that I've done a lot of things in life that I thought that I wanted to do. And, you know, I did them for a while, then I stopped, or then it's like you get the desire to do a couple of things and then like they don't really pan out. And like any creative type, you know, you have a couple of plates spinning, like you're doing a couple of things. Few people just do like this one thing. Like, I feel that even like the best artists sometimes may want to then do some other projects just to keep themselves balanced, because, you know, you do one thing for a very long time, and what naturally happens is you get a little, not like burdened or tired of it necessarily, but, you know, you need that release that that particular project may not be giving you. So I had that going on for a very long time in my life. And when I started podcasting back in 2013, at first I enjoyed it. Like, hey, this is kind of fun. I'm really digging this. But as I went along, I realized that doing the podcast opened a lot of doors for me personally, and going to conventions, meeting people, that sort of thing also really helped. And having guests also kind of kept me accountable, because this wasn't just something I was doing and as a whim. I realized I wanted to do my best and I wanted to take the show as far as it possibly could. What I do is something that, A, I'm good at. I really enjoy it, and I think that other people will hopefully get that impression as they listen to the show. So in like the last 2 years, I've gone full tilt with the podcast. And like I said, I have a lot of cool plans that I'm not really going to discuss just yet. Hopefully they'll come to fruition. I just love doing this. Like, this is my outlet. This is kind of my place of peace. You know, I've had like some pretty rough days, but yet I sit down in front of this microphone and, you know, whether I'm talking to you on a minisode or doing an interview or something like that, I really enjoy what I'm doing here. But I can't lie and say that the last year was very difficult, because just as I was launching the solo podcast, which is what you're listening to now, Adrian Has Issues, you know, there was the injury and also job loss. I had held that particular job for a very long time. I'm not going to bore you with all the details about that job. I didn't realize at the time just how hard that would hit me, because I figured, well, okay, you know, this is happening, I'll bounce back. But bouncing back is tough. Like, it's a difficult market out there. While the podcast kind of kept me sane through most of it, there comes that point where you realize that, you know, this isn't necessarily like this huge money-making venture. Like, you need a ways to support yourself and support your family and what have you. And without the job, you know, a lot of things kind of took a nosedive personally. And again, I'm not trying to, like, you know, bog you down and make you feel sorry for me, nothing like that. But it's just that in the last year, I've had to reevaluate a lot of things personally. And in some ways, the job loss was good in the fact that it allowed me to then go back and see, you know, what are some of the things that I need to change in my life? As much as I like doing what I'm doing, there comes a time in your life where you realize that things are different. They're not the same as they used to be. And sometimes you really just have to kind of just, you know, go with the flow, as corny as that sounds. Things are going to be a little bit different. Now, what does that mean for the show? Not much. The show is going to maybe, there might be some weeks, and I know it's already been 2 weeks since I posted a new episode. Maybe longer than that, depending on when this gets posted. And I apologize for that, because come the start of 2016, we started the year doing two very cool Star Wars related episodes, which a lot of people had responded to and a lot of people seemed to really enjoy. And I gained a lot of momentum from that. And I was, you know, would have loved nothing more than to keep doing the show and to keep giving you guys great content. But yet, there's a lot of stuff in my life personally that kind of needs to take a little bit of priority right now. And I apologize for the lack of activity or the lack of new episodes. But there's a lot of transitioning going on into this next phase of my life. And again, hopefully it doesn't divert too much attention away from the show. But at the same time, there's a lot of me work that I need to do right now. So I'm going to try my best to remain active and let you guys know that, hey, I'm still involved. So even if I don't have a new show coming out, there's still other shows you could check out. And there's, you know, old episodes of my show, which I really enjoy, that I feel that even if you haven't heard anything new, you can still go back into the old library and check that stuff out. I guess what I'm saying is thank you for your patience and thank you for just kind of sticking with me and supporting me, because the podcast is great. I love doing it, but it hasn't been easy the last year or so. So a lot of those people who have reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I really enjoyed this episode, or, you know, have retweeted or shared posts of mine, or even just done like follow Fridays or shout outs and things like that, you have no idea how much that means to me and how much knowing that there are people out there, regardless of the show's size, are listening and enjoying the show and getting as much out of it as I am putting into it. That's really cool, because years ago, I never in a million years would have thought that people would be listening to me ramble on about geek stuff or pop culture. So again, I thank everybody so much for supporting the show, supporting my fellow podcasters. Thank you to Mark and the guys at the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. That was definitely one of the highlights of last year, is getting brought onto a podcast network, because that's something that, you know, I thought about for a very long time, but I didn't think necessarily that I would be a good fit. You know, unfortunately, to having a self-deprecating sense of humor, things like that, it's sometimes can be a bit much. So again, that was kind of a dream come true. That was really cool. So thank you to Tangent Bound, and thanks to all the other shows on there, because there's some really great shows on there that I really enjoy. And hopefully you guys will check them out too at tangentboundnetwork.com. And thank you for all my fellow podcasters, Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, Drunken Dork, Outside Longbox, Lo-Fi Show. I mean, shoot, there are so many shows. Let's Chat with Revelin Friends. And I know I'm missing so many podcasts, and believe me, you guys know who you are if you're listening. Thank you so much for all that you've done. And thank you for inviting me into what's kind of like this cool little family. You've probably seen this Podern Family hashtag or even Twitter account that's been going around. And I think that's a really cool thing. And what it really is about is getting your show and other podcaster shows retweeted, getting them shared, and hopefully finding your audience. And, you know, it seems like there's a lot of shows, but it's a very kind of small niche, and we're still trying to figure out the viability of podcasts. So just having somebody share your show and getting behind this movement is something that's really cool. I'm really hoping that this show continues to gain new listeners, gains new followers, and in turn, I can then maybe do more for the show, because once things kind of settle down with me, you're going to get some really great stuff. And again, I can't wait to show you what I've been working on. But in the next couple of weeks, there may be a little bit of downtime, and I apologize for that. I always try my best to make sure that the show is weekly. And sometimes it may not come out the exact day that, you know, it's supposed to. But yeah, I want to make sure that at least once a week, you're getting a top quality podcast that's entertaining, informative, and also a little funny, because I want to make sure everybody else is having a good time. I almost feel like I should apologize, because my last mini-sode was a little, not, I don't want to say dark, but I was working on a t-shirt campaign that didn't quite get funded, and I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed, but at the same time, I learned a lot about that, and I learned a lot of things as a result of that, and I want to make sure that by the next time I do one, it's even better than the last. But I guess I should probably do some more shout-outs. Thank you. Like, huge, huge thanks. Like, I can't thank her enough. But Eileen, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for, you know, going on this journey with me. And it's been a wacky year for the both of us. But having you on the show has been a very huge blessing. And you've been awesome, because you're kind of like the Pepper Potts to my Tony Stark. You know, and you know, you're not even just like, you know, the secretary with the clipboard. You've basically been my partner with this. And I love when we get to record episodes together. Like I keep saying, that if you guys have listened to our two-part Star Wars episodes, the first part was called Sith and Sensibility, and the second was The Darth Knight Returns. Those were a lot of fun, and again, thank you, Eileen, so much for basically kind of being my rock through all of this, because podcast or not, like I said, it's just been a wacky ride, and I'm glad that I have you by my side to kind of see me through it. I love you, and thank you so much to all the other podcasters out there. Again, I'm going to do my best to try to get, you know, names down, because unfortunately, when I do minisodes, I don't always necessarily have a bunch of prep. So I want to make sure that I at least get as many of you down. Thank you to Bubba Hui and the host of FilmWise. He recently had me on his show, and we were talking about Hancock and Black Dynamite as two movies for his podcast. It's a great show, and I had so much fun with Bubba Hui in doing that, because that was so cool. So thank you for that. Thanks to Jason Madden of the Bus Stop Podcast. We were guests on Chris Revel's show, Let's Chat with Revelin Friends, as he talked about Blink-182 pretty in-depth, so that was really fun. Thanks to, you know, a couple things, Faces and Aces, That Popped This Life, shout out to Carly and Cynthia, Moving the Needle, Watch the BMO, Pete's Basement, which Pete's Basement is a really great show if you guys haven't checked them out, the Drunken Dork Podcast, I might have mentioned them earlier, but those guys are really, really good guys, and I'm so glad that it's cool when you have podcasts that, you know, interact and kind of bullshit with you throughout the day. Like, you know, it shows like that great level of commitment, and again, they're really cool. Secret Identity Podcast, I was a brief guest on their show back during Special Edition NYC last summer. That was a lot of fun. Nthcast, Ultimate Spin, Comical Podcast. I mean, shoot, there's so many great shows. How is this movie? Dana was a great guest, and I'm a really huge fan of his show. Check that out. And I'm sure I'm missing people, so if I forgot to mention you by name, I apologize. And it's more than just having good podcasts, but also just good people. So again, thanks for that. And I'm going to, shut up now. But before I go, if you want to hear more from me, I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/AdrianHasIssues. I'm on Twitter at AdrianHasIssues. I'm also on iTunes. If you search Adrian Has Issues, if you're on iTunes, check out the show, subscribe. And if you like what you hear, or even if you don't like what you hear, please leave me a rating and review on iTunes. And the more of those I get, the more the show reaches other listeners, and it helps the show grow. So if you listen to the show and you really enjoy it, feel free to go on iTunes, subscribe, rate and review it. Or even if you don't, at least just share the show and get the word out there. I'm also on Stitcher, and I'm also on the Tangent Bound Podcast Network. If you go to tangentboundnetwork.com, you can check out the show there. And, of course, the main website is adrianhasissues.com, and you can download and stream every episode of the show there. And I also have a section for any guest spots that I've done. I have to update that a little bit because I've been on some more shows, which is really cool. I want to make sure you guys know exactly where to get those. And by the time you hear the show again, there'll be some differences in my own life. And hopefully by that time, I'll be able to give you all the attention that you need. But for now, I just kind of want to take some time, get things in order. So I won't be gone for too long. Like I said, I just want to make sure that things are in order so that way I can give you guys the best podcast that you deserve. I don't necessarily want to half-ass it because, again, I love doing this and I don't want to give you guys a shoddy product. So until next time, this is Adrian saying see you next issue.
Yeah, let's get this party started up in here. Whoop, whoop. Hey, this is Mark. You're listening to this show probably on your mobile device, whether it's iOS or Android or even Windows Mobile. Who has one of those? But anyway, you're probably listening whether it's iTunes or Stitcher or some other wonderful mobile app that brings this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. Yeah, but did you also know that you can find this show, among several others in this category, at the Tangent Bound Network? That's right, go visit tangentboundnetwork.com, check it out, where you can always get the latest episode of this and other shows quite like it. Although, admittedly, there is no show quite like this one.